Unlocking potential, one dream at a time, on the CJ Moneyway Show.
Sit back and relax. You're listening to the Moneyway Show.
What's up, my good people? Can you imagine a world where every person you meet has an extraordinary story to tell? Well, welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show, the podcast that brings those stories right to your ears. And I'm your host, CJ Moneyway. And I'm on a mission to discover the extraordinary in everyday life. You'll hear heartfelt, real-life stories from individuals who have formed their own path, shattered stereotypes, and transformed their personal challenges into becoming a driving force for positive change. On the CJ Moneyway Show, we dive into the cultural issues and celebrate the uniqueness of diverse communities. But that's not all. Join us as we journey into the realm of self-help, personal growth, engaging with experts and everyday heroes alike to inspire, enlighten, and entertain. Get ready to be moved, to be inspired, and to discover the untold stories that surround us every day. This is the CJ Moneyway Show, unveiling the extraordinary within the ordinary. So what you waiting for? Dive in, join us, and become part of our community of storytellers, and welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, my good people? This your boy, CJ Moneyway. Welcome to the Moneyway Show. I got my boy, Keith Rice, in the building with me today. Hey, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Keith.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Gary, the GS, we call it, just like you. But now I'm down here in Indianapolis. I've been down here for 13 years now. Just trying to, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna say maintain, because maintain, you get a comfortable spot if you don't go nowhere. So I'm trying to elevate. So that's just, you know, what I'm doing, man. That's about it.
Oh, okay. So tell them what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like what you're doing in your professional life, you know, what you're doing all around.
Okay, so I'm a production supervisor at this company called Parker Lord. So we make a lot of glues, adhesives, resins, mainly for electric vehicles, for the batteries to stay cool, to keep them in place, things like that. But I also have my own company I started up this past March of this year, Keith Antoine Rice LLC, doing business as KR LLC, and it's a management consulting company. So, say for instance, you have a company that you're looking to, if you want to save money or get some contract work done, or you want to get staffing for your company, they can go through me and I can help them guide in the area that they need. But also, what a lot of people don't know is that the last, let's see, it's 2023. So in 2021, I got my top secret security clearance from the government.
Wow.
So because I used to do government work for the VA. That was a task to get. This year, I end up getting my credentials for Homeland Security. So my title for when I do government work, I'm a contract investigator.
Oh, yeah?
So if I need to dig all up in your past, that would be me.
Oh, man, I don't want you digging up in my past, brother. My past, you know. It is what it is, man.
Well, bro, you know, I ain't talking about you. I just said people in general who trying to get their top secret clearance. I dig up everything. That's the credit, who you went to school with, who was your friends with, if you were married, divorced, your kids, your neighbors, everything. So that's what I do, and, you know, that's what I'm right there.
Oh, okay, man. That's what's up, man. So, yeah, because I've never heard anybody say that they had a security clearance. I know y'all got to go through a lot of, it's like a process, you know what I'm saying, to get that, because that's government, right?
Yeah, so it actually took me 18 months to get my clearance, so I got it in January of 2021, but the process started back in probably late 2019.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, bro. Now you get to handle, what is it, G14 classified information?
It is some of them because my top class, my tier is a T5.
Wow.
It's like the next level is a T6, which is a top secret classified with polygraph.
Oh, yeah?
That right there. Yeah, that was intense. I don't have that one, but I do have a top secret to a T5, though.
Oh, man. Well, you know, man, it's good to have friends like you, man. You know, they can get some top secrets, you know, just in case I might want to plot something one day. Then again, let me take that back. I won't plot that, man. Hey, I'm just lying. I'm just lying. There ain't nothing I want to plot. I don't want to get my man in trouble. But no, man, so like you say, you know, we grew up in the same place. We went to school from elementary all the way to high school, man, and you know, like everybody that I bring on, I just want them to give a you know, saying like, how was it for them? So I'm going to ask you, how was it for you being raised and born and raised in Gary?
You know, man, you know, I get that all the time, bro, when people ask me that about living down here. And I just tell them, you know, Gary made me the person who I am and who I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just plain myself, you know what I'm saying? Because I think from the era that we grew up in and seeing things is totally different now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I love my city, but would I want to move back? No. That's why I'm glad my mom is moving back down here to Indianapolis because, you know what I'm saying, she'd be closer to her children.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but for Gary, man, it's like we have so much talent that come out of Gary.
Yeah.
So it's like, and you know what's crazy? Like when people find out that I'm from Gary, they're like, dang, you don't seem like you're from Gary. You don't act like that. You don't know how people act just because that's your assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So don't assume that I act a certain way because I'm from Gary, because there are some educated, smart people that come out of Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Talented people that come out of Gary. And that's because what y'all hear in the past is not what it's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say that, I get offended because that's my city. That's where I'm from.
Hey, I put on for my city.
I feel like that.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah, young Jesus, I put on for my city, baby. I wear that G on my chest. You know, G.I.
Hey, you know, it's a long-running joke with my wife because if I do something, she's like, oh, that's a Gary thing.
Oh, you know what? Where your wife from?
Here in Indianapolis.
Oh, see, my wife from East Chicago, and she do the same thing. Like, that's that Gary stuff. Well, baby girl, you grew up on Guthrie. Come on now. Don't judge me.
around the corner from
yeah, by the Crystal Palace, the Death Trap. You know what I'm saying? Down the street from the Derby. So she always bring that, like you say, you know, it's just the mentality, and a lot of times it's perception, like what you hear. Like, you ain't never experienced it yourself, but because you've heard other people talk about it, you know what I'm saying, in a negative way, which give you, you know, you feel like you got the right to do it. I mean, I'm thinking back to, that's how sometimes people get an assumption about you through somebody else. And so when they meet you, they really don't want to meet you because they already have a perception about you through somebody else's eyes instead of knowing who I see. I always give a person a chance. Like, I don't care what nobody else say about this person, whatever, whatever. I don't know what type of stuff y'all been through. I don't know what type of vendettas y'all got with each other. So I will give you a chance. I want to get to know you for myself because I might view you differently than they did, because I'm not coming in with, you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to make enemies, and at the same time, I'm not trying to make friends either, you know, but right. if it comes to that, you know, then it be, but don't judge me based on what somebody else said.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Moneyway. I appreciate you rocking with the Moneyway Show. Hey, if you're listening to me on Spotify, Apple, Buzzsprout, whatever platform that you may be listening to the Moneyway Show on, why don't you drop your boy a review, share it with your friends, you know, anything and everything. All support is appreciated. The Moneyway love you guys. I appreciate you rocking with me. Follow me on my YouTube channel. all my platforms, man, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, hit me up. All my links are in the show notes. Hey, I appreciate you guys for rocking with your boy. Be on the lookout for some things coming up that I got coming up pretty soon. I'll tune you into it a little later. Peace.
Exactly, because like you said, you done already painted a picture and a perception of me negative already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even the case, because once you get to know me or I get to know you, they'd be like, damn, that person wasn't even that type of person at all.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now don't get it misconstrued and don't get it twisted. Now, the person that told you that, or that had something to say about me, I probably was like that with them, because they probably was like that with me. You know what I'm saying? So I can't get into that mode. Like, look, I ain't got to fool with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm one of them people. If you don't speak to me today, you ain't got to speak to me tomorrow. And the day after that, you know, we drew a line in the sand. And so we know we stand with each other, you know, like, and that's just how it is. And it ain't no hard feelings or whatever. So, but you can say whatever you want to say about me, you know, but like you say, but when the next person get to know me for yourself, then they be like, wait a minute, you know, he said he was like this. He ain't nothing like that. But I can be.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I can be.
Now that's the G I in me now. I can be like that. But you know,
right.
I'm not trying to be like that, man. You know, we older now, we try to build different things. So I brought you on today, man. We had a topic that we discussed. I believe the topic was a daddy's love is different from a mother's love. And so I just want to get your perception on what is the difference between the father's love and the mother's love.
Okay, so for me, I say, to me, that's a hard question, because of the situation that I was in when I was younger with my father not being around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'll say, for as far as my mom, man, my mom was everything. She would do anything and everything for all six of us, whatever it could be, you know what I'm saying, at that time. Now, she won't, because for one, I'm 50, mm-hmm. I'm married, so she shouldn't have to do that, and she's not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But with my other siblings, same thing, but it's something that she will help. But I tell you one thing, bro. My mom, I've seen this woman work and grind so much when I was younger. It was like straight crazy. Like, she just grind all day. She worked all night. And she did what she was supposed to do as a mother for raising her kids now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm the oldest out of six. So with me being the oldest child, that makes me also the oldest grandchild out of 27, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I've seen a lot. So I seen how my grandmother parent, and then how it flourished over to my mom by me being the first child of hers and the first grandchild. So, man, a mother, they would do anything for their, not saying that a father won't, because there are some fathers that I know that are great fathers that do what they're supposed to do
mm-hmm.
as a parent, you know what I mean? But for my mom, she would do anything for us. I seen her go without. So me and before my other siblings came, for me and my brother Kevin could have whatever we wanted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of them things, man, it's a different love. Now, for my dad, I mean, you talked before, and me and him weren't close when I was younger
mm-hmm.
at all. You know what I'm saying? He denied me till I was 16 years old. And I'm keeping 100, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
He denied me till I was 16. Until it was that one day, September 4th, when I turned 16, and my grandmother told him, she said, you don't realize that that's your son.
Mm.
My grandmother had to tell him that. And he just sat there, and he looked, man, and I just seen him. I seen the hurt on him. But at that point, I was like, I don't feel sorry for you, because you knowing this in the back of your mind, but you listening to your mom, which is my grandmother on his side. So, you know what I'm saying? So me and him didn't we didn't click and we weren't tight. I loved him because I knew who he was. So when he would come around in the hood, and you know what I'm saying, my partners would be like, hey man, your pops down the street. You know what I'm saying? I'd run down there going to see him. And he's like, I'd be like, hey, Danny, how you doing? And you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey. And you know what I'm saying? It was like going about your business. So it was, at that point, I was like, okay, what's going on? But I kept doing it. Then I was setting myself up. And then, bro, it was to one day, me and him was talking, and he got to talking reckless about my mom. Bro, I lost it. Like, you just another dude on the street now. You're not going to talk like that, because this the one that was here for me. My aunties and my grandmothers and my uncles was the one that was here for me. Not you, so you're not going to disrespect them like that. And he looked at me like, dang. But he got to realize, like, yeah, you my dad, but you also going to respect her as well as you going to respect me. So it was like, after a while, when I got older, we talked every now and then in my 20s. But then, like I told you before, we talked. We didn't get close until my oldest son, London, was born. My first child, right? And at first, I wasn't going to tell him, but then I was like, you know what? That ain't right. Because that's his blood, and he has the right to know that he has a grandchild. So when I told him, that then we got close, and which is crazy because my son brought me and him close. So that's how me and him got close. So now we tight now. It's just a different love from a mother and a father. But as I got older, he started telling me things that made sense to me about him.
You know, sometimes coming up, you know, cause like your dad, I probably myself is in that situation, and there's a lot of untold stories. You know what I'm saying? A lot of untold situations. And of course, is ironic that me and you talking about this because, like you said, you had your mother there and she was everything and your father wasn't present. And on the other side, I had my mother and father in the household, okay? And so, which was a blessing because, you know, I think out of all of my friends, like in Glen Park, I think only two of us had our mothers and fathers that was actually present in the house, you know. So, like you say, if you go around 8 out of 10 or, you know what I'm saying, 7 out of 10 families grew up without a father. And having a mother and a father in the household, I'm going to tell you what's the difference for me is that, like you say, a mother going to do whatever she has to do, you know what I'm saying, for her child. And a father, see, a mother by nature is a nurturer. That's just by nature. That's biblical. And a father is a disciplinarian by nature. You know, and so sometimes as children, we gravitate to our mothers more because they seem as though they're more lenient than your daddy. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get out of line, daddy gonna put you back in line. You feel what I'm saying? So as a mother, because of a mother's heart, Like now, you know, I got a little boy, you know what I'm saying? I got a 13-year-old, and she can get on him. Like, she'll get on him, she do the whooping and all that. But if I get on him too tough, it hurts her feelings. You see what I'm saying? So a mother's feelings get hurt. And so although it was times where my mother would rush us home from Marshalltown to Glen Park, especially on report card days. I mean, Keith. I mean, bruh, every light was green from King Drive all the way to 50th in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bruh, every light green because it was time to get your butt whooped, you know. And although she put me in them situations, well, I put myself in the situations, but once they get you there, it's like now just a mother's love, like, well, don't whoop them too hard, but they ain't trying to hear all that. You know what I'm saying? And a mother would try to, you know, like, it was some things that I probably should have got in trouble for, and she knew I would have got in trouble by my daddy if she had told. And so it's something that they just don't say. You know what I'm saying? They just let it go. They just let it ride. Like, Now, I don't want them to get in trouble for this. I don't want them to get in trouble for that. And so, you know, like, and then us as being men, too, a lot of time it's hard for us to say, I love you. Just genuinely, I love you. Or, you know, saying, like, we in our 30s and 40s, you know, just see your man like, hey, man, I love you. Whatever. So it's not that I don't love you. It's just that we don't say it as often as if I would tell my mother where it just come out fluently. I love you. Hey, mama, you know what I'm saying? I love you. You know what I'm saying? This and that. But I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to leave it at this. It was one time I came in the house. We had just graduated from high school in 92. And me, my cousin Tori, and all us, man, we stayed out late. You know, we stayed out till the break of dawn, you know. And just came in, messed up and everything, man. And the old man, he was on his way to work. You know, because I was trying to come in before he left. I mean, after he left. But he waited. Or he was running late or something. And when I came in the house, and he had this look on his face, and he said, hey, man, you know, if you're going to be out all night, let me know, you know what I'm saying, where you at, because I love you too. And that always stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, it's hard for us to say that to one another, but he was letting me know, like, look, your mama ain't the only one that worries about you, the only one that loves you. I love you too. And I think more men, like now, you know, I take my little boy, we got a little handshake or whatever, I hug him and kiss him, you know, like, because as a young man, you have to feel love by your father, not just your mother. You have to know that your father is your security blanket, because we are the protection. And that's just bottom line.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the same thing with my oldest son and my daughter, and with my youngest son, Boaz. And when he talks on the phone, I tell him all the time, like, love you, son. He'd be like, love you too, Pops. You know, it's one of those things that, but see, here's the thing that I learned from telling our young men that we love them, especially at a young age. Because when they know they love and they heard that they're being told that you love them, that's teaching them it's nothing afraid to tell somebody that you love them. And then when you get a significant other, you can tell them you love them and show them that you love them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where some people are like, man, I ain't saying the L word, that's soft. No, because if you don't express how you feel about a person, how would they even know? They won't. So they gonna walk around with, dang, I think my dad loved me, or I think my mom loved me, or, you know what I'm saying? A child should never have to wonder that.
Mm-hmm. Never. Well, you know, too, you know, you say that people say that when you say the love word is soft, and this is one thing me and some of my other partners, we had discussed and we had talked about a lot. You know, even the Bible say that, you know what I'm saying? The love of many has waxed cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And these are the perilous times that we're living in, where the love is waxing cold. And the love that even love in the families, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how we used to all get together, family reunions or Christmas or Thanksgiving, this and that. Now everybody seem like they just go their separate ways. Or you got a certain amount of family that want to spend time with each other. Or you got another certain amount of family that want to spend time with each other. And everybody just not loving each other like we used to. You know, it's like a separation or a divide that's there.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, one of those things, man, like, family is so huge because it's important, shall I say, because I have a big family. You got a big family. We've been knowing each other for years, man. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's elementary. And it's like, elementary school, man, it's like, to have family, that's a big, big thing, because you want to see your family succeed and grow and just be there for one another. But that's hard because you have those family members who don't have that same mind, that same mind space. You know what I mean? And then that puts you like, okay, I ain't dealing with this today because I ain't got time for such and such.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's your family. But you know the tolerance level that you have as a human being, regardless if it's family or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, man, just to be able to try to pass along some sort of tradition to your children, even if, like I said, tell, let them know that you love them, or having them hanging out and going to lunch or whatever the case may be, because these are the things I know, like, for myself, as far as from my dad, those things are missing. Those things are missing, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the biggest upset that I ever had from my dad was I kept my ticket for graduation and he didn't come. That was my biggest hurt because that was an accomplishment that I did that he didn't do. But now, you know what I'm saying, we talked about it and he tell me that, man, he tell me all the things. I'm sorry. I said, Dad, it's cool. I said, it's cool. I said, I'm good. You got your life that you got to do. We're good now. You know what I mean? But I had to let him know that because for a minute, man, bro, it probably was 10 years after we graduated when I told him that. But I had to let him know, like, hey, that wasn't cool. That hurt. You know what I mean? Because you promised me, like, save me a ticket. I promise I'm coming. I said, all right, cool. You did. He was dead on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thing. But, you know, hey, you know, my mom, they going to make a way. They, like you said, they going to find a way. They going to make a way. They going to do it. And nothing against fathers who do the same thing. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I know some great fathers that out there doing what they're doing, handling their business, even if they with the child's mother or not. You know what I mean? So, hey, big up to the fathers out there and the mothers out there.
Big ups. Yeah, I mean, and I understand that, like you say, you got some fathers that they go over and beyond for their kids. But it's just something about, even if you do that, it's just something about a mother's love. You see what I'm saying? Like, even if the child is staying with the father, you know, because whatever situation happened with the mother and this and that, maybe they wasn't able to take care of him, whatever. It's just still something in that child's, like we can say, like if me and you didn't have our mothers in our lives and we was just with our father, it would be something missing. You feel what I'm saying? It's just, it's an element that, okay, I mean, we can just take it as far as Mother's Day, where you go out to eat for Mother's Day. You gotta, if you go, you're gonna be waiting 4-5 hours. We talking Red Lobster, Papa Do's, Grand Lux, wherever you go, you're going to be waiting a very long time to get a seat on Mother's Day. But on Father's Day, oh, you walking right in.
Oh, man, you're going to get, you're going to get some socks, you're going to get a tie, you're going to get a t-shirt, you're going to walk right in, they're going to have your ham sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's just a difference. Okay, so I lost my father, right? My father passed away 8 years ago, November 15th. He passed away 8 years ago. And I love my father. I miss him. You know what I'm saying? It hurt. I still go to the cemetery now. I just went for the day that he passed away. So it hurts and everything, right? But man, as much as that hurt, I cannot imagine. You know what I'm saying? I can't even fathom it right now. You know, like, it's just different because even with my father in the household, and he was the breadwinner, he was the disciplinarian, he did everything. He showed us how to, he showed me and my brother how to be a man and all that. But I still saw mama do everything. Cook, clean, take us to school, take us here, take us shopping, dropping us off at school, you know what I'm saying? Pick, just an everyday woman, you know, and that's just what mothers do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what they do. And, you know, it's like, for me, right, so you say a mother's love to do anything, right? So for me, hey, my mom asked me for my birthday, on my 50th birthday. He said, what you want for your birthday? I said, I want a German chocolate cake, because that's my favorite cake that she made. I've been, since I was little, and she know I love German chocolate cake. It's just something about, it don't matter what type of love it is, it's something that's going to draw you back to your mother, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful and blessed that I still have my mother here, and my father still here. And for her to ask me what I want, have I got it yet? No. Because I ain't been down there. You know what I'm saying? What she's making, it's a three-layer German chocolate cake. So it takes steps, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It's those things that keep you thinking about that love that a mother has regardless of what it is. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be something that's going to remind you
of your mother. You know, it's like, although me and my father, we talked, it was a point where I was running the streets, I was doing my thing, and at that time, he was reading the Bible, and that wasn't my thing, so it was a separation there, you see what I'm saying? Because we wasn't on the same level, we weren't thinking about the same thing. You know, it was a bit of point in time, too, because I was, I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew everything, or whatever, and so I thought I knew everything, or whatnot. And so, therefore, there was a separation there, too, because I was hard-headed and couldn't tell me nothing. And so, it drew some tension between me and her, too, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But we reconciled that. And then when I started reading the Bible, when I started getting into the fold, me and my father, as I got older, had a way. Man, we was like, that was my buddy. That was my friend because we enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, just a mother's love and a father's love, I feel is just two different. It's just two different entities. It's just two different things. Not like you said, not to say that fathers don't love just as much as mothers do, but it's just something different.
It's just something
different about a mother's love, And so, man, we're going to end it on that, man. Anything else you got to say about a mother's love? You want to give a shout out to your moms?
Oh, yeah. I want to give a shout out to my mom, to Benita Glue, to all the beautiful mothers out there that's doing your job. Same thing, man. Shout out to the fathers out there, to my father, Professor Rice. Hey, man, bro, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate it. I love to come back on the show. Whenever you have me, I'm always down for a good time.
Oh, man, you always got a spot on the Money Way Show, Keith. Hey, man, thank you for coming on. Hey, like you said, I'm going to piggyback on that. Shout out to my mom, Samela Johnson. Shout out to my wife, who is a wonderful mother herself. All my cousins, aunties, those mothers. Hey, I love you all. God bless you. Hey, you've been listening to the Money Way Show. Thank you.
You're listening to the CJ Money Way Show with my man CJ Money Way. Tune in every other Friday to one of the hottest podcasts in the Midwest, where you can hear exciting episodes and up-and-coming artists like myself, even aspiring authors, entrepreneurs, and the everyday man and woman right here on the CJ Money Way Show.
Let's get it.